Our tour of the exhibitions on the second floor begins with the Room of Bronzes. It holds objects created primarily in bronze or brass, in other words, alloys of copper and other metals, and it's the most extensive presentation of its kind in Poland. Bronze and brass materials are used not only to produce everyday objects, like door handles and buttons, for instance, but also to create genuine works of art. Elegant bronzes took Warsaw by storm in the second half of the 18th century, thanks to the last king of Poland, Stanisław August Poniatowski. King Stanisław loved bronzes and had the royal castle adorned with them. It wasn't long before the first master craftsmen who worked with bronze and brass appeared in Poland. As the years passed, their numbers increased, and by the early 20th century, there were around 100 such workshops in Warsaw, and the works that you can see here were created in them. Please have a look at the objects on display by the wall to the right of the entrance. As you can see, they're sculptures, larger and smaller in scale. Sculpture is a favourite form amongst artists working in bronze. A great many of the ones on display here depict famous people, like well-known figures from the sporting world. We also have symbolic scenes. But amongst the exhibits, there's also a small figure of a recumbent dog. Please have a look for it. This is Ace, and he's the central character of a novel for young people written by Adolf Jagodzinski, a writer and educator who died more than 100 years ago. No one before him had ever written about animals in the way he did, and so after his death and burial in Warsaw's famous Powązki Cemetery, his friend set a figure of a pointer on his grave, and smaller copies found buyers amongst admirers of Adolf Jagodzinski's works. Now please head to the right. In front of the shorter wall, you'll see some more animals. In the 20th century, figures like these were a staple offering from the bronze workers' workshops. Alongside them, we have a group of popular items that we would call office supplies. There are inkstands and blotters, caskets and small statuettes that would all normally be found standing on desks. Some of the exhibits are distinguished by a longer description. They're furniture fittings created in gold. Do please have a closer look at the masterly skill that went into making them. The ribbon looks as if it was made using the finest of fabrics rather than hard metal, and the flowers forming the wreath seem to be alive. Now, please head further on to the right and have a look at the group of bronzes in various shades of gold. They were designed to adorn luxurious interiors. Two objects in particular are outstanding in their beauty. One is the tallest exhibit in this section. It's what's known as a jardiniere, in other words, a flower holder. Here, the container is held aloft by three shapely bacchantes. The second outstanding object is the glass vase, and with its beautifully polished glass and handles in the form of intertwined serpents, it most certainly draws the eye. And now, please take your time to explore this exhibition on your own. When you're ready, please stand with the windows behind you and then make your way straight ahead to the stairwell.